And the diaries of Charles Darwin's wife Emma are becoming available online. To discuss their significance, we're joined by Darwin's great-great-grandson, Randall Keynes, and by the Darwin historian Dr. John Van Wye of Cambridge, who's the director of this project. Morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Mr. Keynes, I believe these diaries had sat in your father's chest of drawers for a long time because nobody really realised how significant they were.
Yes, he inherited them from my grandmother because nobody else in the family, I think, had room for the chest of drawers in their house.
Extraordinary. But, Dr. Van Wye, they are very important, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they're extremely important. The diaries fill vital gaps in the documentary record about Darwin's daily life over many years.
What do they tell us about him that we didn't know?
Well, they tell us things like where he was on specific days, who he saw, who he dined with, and also records his illness and many of the symptoms of his illnesses.
Illnesses which, as we understand it, were related in some way to the pressure that he came under after publishing what was at the time to many people a very shocking theory.
Yes, Darwin suffered from a lifelong series of illnesses. We're not exactly sure what caused them. It may have been more than one thing.
Mr. Keynes, what sort of a picture, rather, emerges of the relationship that he had with Emma, with his wife, and indeed with his children?
The diaries show very clearly how utterly he depended on her, really, to get through life. She was always by his side, and when he was seriously ill with one of his attacks, then she was quite clearly watching him and caring for him really every minute of the day.
And do you get a sense that she was a believer in the cause, as it were, that she shared his own sense of the importance of the intellectual exercise he was engaged in?
That's a very good question, because she was a devout Christian and was very concerned about some aspects of his theory. She thought that tracing all human morals from roots in animal instincts was, she was very unhappy about that. But at the same time, I think she was fiercely loyal to him when he came under attack from other scientists.
And do you get a sense that they talked about this kind of thing over dinner? I mean, did they sit down and did she take him on the implications of what he was saying?
Not on the big issues of morality and faith, but I'm sure on the smaller ones and all the personalities that they both knew.
Dr. Van Wye, will we learn things about him as a scientist from these diaries, or is it essentially a question of sketching out a fuller picture of what the man who achieved this remarkable revolution in thinking, what the man was like?
I think it's both. These diaries fill gaps in other records, so what we know from letters or from diaries or reminiscences of other people, there are gaps that are filled by these. And it's important to stress that these aren't diaries in the sense of Emma writing, "Dear diary, today Darwin was thinking this." They're more like a dayminder in which she records, you know, who they visited, her shopping lists, and things like that.
And they're available to everyone now, are they? Tell us how we get hold of them if you want to have a look.
Yes, they're on the Darwin Online website. It's darwin-online.org.uk. And they're free to use. There are about 3,000 images in all. They cover 60 years of her life, and they're extremely useful to researchers such as the Darwin Correspondence Project, also here in Cambridge, who can use them to find out where Darwin was on a particular weekend, for example.
Dr. Van Wye, Randall Keynes, thanks both very much indeed.